The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
From spying to revenge, and that old adage that revenge is a dish best served cold. That's what Arlene Foster served up in a tweet this week, saying, "Hope everyone is having a great day this lovely sunny afternoon," as the DUP ripped itself apart. Meanwhile, across the water, Dominic Cummings continued his war of words with Boris Johnson, releasing a screen grab of a text from the Prime Minister calling his health secretary a calling him beeping hopeless. But ill-feeling and disgruntled employees are common in the world of business too. To look at the workplace, we'll talk to Louise Campbell of Robert Walters Recruitment in a moment. But first, Adam Maguire from RTE is here. Adam, there have been a few famous corporate bust-ups where somebody seemed to get one back on somebody else.
Yeah, lots of great examples. If you go, say, all the way back to the 50s and the 60s, Ferruccio Lamborghini, an Italian industrialist, he made everything tractors to oil burners, but he initially avoided cars. He did tinker with them on the side, though, and he messed around with some Ferraris, thought they could do a better job, and he went to Enzo Ferrari and said, "Listen, I think you could change this, change that." And Ferrari told him,
"Sorry, there's something wrong with your mic. We're going to try and get it fixed. Just in the meantime, Louise, actually, I'll go to you, Louise, first if I can. We were talking there, and we'll be talking to Adam a little bit about the corporate bust-ups. But within a company, within an office, right, revenge, dish served cold, do employees tend to be gunning for one another or for the boss?
It's interesting, Richard. I think revenge isn't often discussed in the corporate world on a day-to-day basis. I think that the mere mention of the word feels quite childish and quite unprofessional. Yet when people feel that they have been wronged, it is a natural instinct to want to fight back. Nobody feels good about being wronged. There's a desire to set the record straight. And for many people, it will stop there, but some people will want to take it further.
What do you think from a manager's point of view, if there's a bit of bad blood between people and it seems to be manifesting itself, is there a lot that they can do? Get them in a room?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think we're all working in environments these days in the corporate world where that behaviour is called out. And there are structures in place within organisations to make sure that employees feel safe and that, you know, if they do feel wronged, that there is a system in place where not only will it be called out, but the employees who are the perpetrators will have some actionable results.
But there are loads of examples, and we all come across them, where an employee works for a company, hates the boss, feels the boss has really done them down. So they end up leaving and maybe grabbing a client list or grabbing files or setting up a rival business that ends up being bigger than the one they worked for.
Sure. And I think there's a difference there between maybe, you know, seeking revenge. Revenge can be taken on a personal level or on a corporate level. If you're taking files and doing all of this, you know, I suppose the best revenge is actually, in my opinion, you know, on a day-to-day level, and I'm not talking maybe at a CEO level, is no revenge at all. Rising above it, because if you take your revenge, you are creating a culture, or you're bringing a culture with you. That means that this kind of behaviour is acceptable. And if you're the perpetrator, people will be wary of you. And that will, you know, I suppose, lead into your next workplace as well.
But sometimes revenge is sweet, Louise.
And very tempting.
And Adam, we have that mic sorted. You were giving an example of Mr. Lamborghini and Mr. Ferrari. And Enzo Ferrari was dissing Lamborghini because he was interested in making fast cars when he normally made tractors.
That's right, yeah. He came with some suggestions to Ferrari on how to improve their cars. Ferrari was said to tell him to stick to the tractors. So Lamborghini decided that he'd do it himself. He established the Lamborghini Car Company in 1963 and, of course, created one of Ferrari's biggest rivals to this day. Also in the 1960s, another great example of revenge, Warren Buffett, the infamous investor, he built a shareholding in a textile company called Berkshire Hathaway. He had built a sizable stake by 1964, so much so that the company said, "Look, we'll buy that stake back." So he came to a verbal agreement with the boss, C. Reece Stanton, to sell for $11.50 a share. But when the contract was drawn up, Buffett noticed that it had put down a price of 11 3/8 of a dollar. He felt that he was being chiseled of this 0.125 cent of a share per share. So he decided he'd buy more of them. And he eventually bought the whole company up and he fired Stanton. That was his revenge.
That really is revenge.
It is. That is serious revenge. But he actually regretted it, though. He said it was his worst investment ever. He said the company would be worth twice as much.
Well, that's the other thing. Perhaps it clouds your business judgment. What about Steve Jobs and Apple?
Yeah, this is a great one. Steve Jobs, of course, co-founder of Apple. They were competing with IBM and Microsoft back in the 80s, and he decided he'd lure in John Sculley from Pepsi to become the CEO. But they ended up with very different visions for the company. Sculley then managed to oust Jobs in 1985. Jobs set up a rival computer company, Next, and Apple lost its way in the meantime. In the end, Apple acquired Next for $427 million, bringing Jobs back into the fold. Apple was on its knees at the time. Jobs essentially became CEO again about 3 months later, and of course built the company back to what it now is today, one of the biggest tech companies in the world.
Louise, do you think, I was talking about Dominic Cummings there and Boris Johnson, do you think a bit of bad blood and seeking revenge is sharper among former friends, people who got on well?
Ooh, that's an interesting...
Is it more loaded?
It could well be. I mean, it becomes deeply personal then. And I think that's what revenge in the workplace typically is, how it plays out, because it becomes personal. You lose your business perspective. You lose your commercial head, and it becomes a very personal.
And if you take the example there of Warren Buffett, where he says that the sweet revenge he got was actually the worst investment, it can cloud your judgment.
It absolutely can. And it will also cloud other people's judgment of you.
But it's great to watch when it happens in public, isn't it? Louise Campbell of Robert Walters Recruitment and Adam Maguire of RTE, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.